Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
This is Derek Astreicher, Chief Legal Counsel for the Montana Family Foundation, filling in for Jeff Laslotti. Back in 2023, the Montana legislature passed Senate Bill 458. It was perhaps the simplest bill of the legislative session, but it was also one of the most controversial. The aim of that legislation was to define the terms male, female, and biological sex. The bill was passed into law and signed by Governor Gianforte. Then it was immediately challenged in court, which is the preferred strategy for progressive organizations to defeat good policy passed by our legislature. In fact, this bill was the subject of two separate lawsuits. It was a bill so nice, they challenged it twice. In the first case, Judge Shane Vanetta of Missoula issued an order on June 25, 2024, finding that Senate Bill 458 was unconstitutional for violating the single title rule. Essentially, Judge Vanetta ruled that the title did not provide enough notice to the public as to whether the bill concerned sex, as in the distinction between men and women, or whether the title concerned sex, as in the act. In the second case, we did not receive a ruling until last month. On February 18th, Judge Leslie Halligan, also of Missoula, ruled that Senate Bill 458 violated Montana's right to privacy and equal protection guarantees under the Constitution. Judge Halligan's order states, quote, "Regulations that interfere with an individual's ability to self-define and make personal choices concerning their identity infringe on the right to privacy," end quote. The judge went so far as to comment on a bill that is working its way through the legislature this session. Judge Halligan justified her ruling because, quote, "The threat of harm in enforcement of SB 458 or bills of similar character remains prevalent," end quote. The bill that Judge Halligan was prejudging is Senate Bill 437 this session. It will have a hearing in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee this Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. The mechanics of the bill are the same as last session: bring clarity to Montana law by defining the terms sex, male, and female. The title of the bill has been changed to ensure that anyone, even a judge in Missoula, can understand what the bill is about. And the revised definitions are supported by biological science and reality. Under the bill, biological sex means whether someone is male or female. Man means an adult human male. Woman means an adult human female. Senate Bill 437 makes clear that biological sex is immutable. You can't change it. There are only two sexes. You may claim to be able to change your gender or express your gender in a different way, but you can never change your sex. That's why this bill is important. Our laws should draw a clear distinction between sex and gender, and Senate Bill 437 does just that. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Derek Astreicher, reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.